Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Sanhedrin daf Yud. Begin on Amud Beis. Begin Tos Master. Begin the Gemara Shekvar Ketchu Bashemayim. Because okay, if it's already the next day, they're already sanctified in heaven already. So there's no point for the Bezin over here to do it. Now Yesh Mefarshim, some explained the Bezin Shomal Mekachin Oisoi, that the truth is because the court in heaven, they sanctify La'olam always B'Shas HaMoila at the time of the birth, which is not when you push it off to the next day. And therefore, it's already kitchub b'shemayim. So it says, that doesn't seem to be correct. That would be the case. B'zmani namik var kitchub b'shemayim. Even on the day itself, that means they already did in shemayim. Also, why would you do it then when the previous month was chasim? El nir kipisha kuntras. Rather, it seems like Rashi's interpretation, perek beis de Rosh Hashanah, that the biyom shleishim on the 30th day, mamtin bezn shalmal bezn shalmata. So the court in heaven waits for the court down here. Shemi abru, maybe they're going to extend it. So they wait for them to see if they should do it today or not. But on the 31st, it's not possible they're not going to sanctify today. So in the morning, they already do it in Beth and Shalmala, because they know it's going to be done today anyway. Now, this has brought in the Yerushalmi, the Rav Barzav, the B'Shem Rav, Tamer Loz B'Tzadik, the reason of Loz B'Tzadik, B'Shosh Beth and Shalmala, that when the court in heaven Ryan that they see Shein Mekachin Isa that they're not sanctified Mekachin Hain, they sanctified Yesh Liyashva, you could explain that Kepirish HaKonchus the way Rashi said it. What it means to say is like this: B'shosh Abesn Shalmala Ryan, when the heavenly court sees Shein Mekachin Isa Mulmata that they don't sanctify down there B'yim Laman on day 30, Mekachin Isa Hain Menabayka B'yim Laman off, they sanctified themselves right away on the morning of the 31st. They ain't kind of suffix because no matter what about the ikvayim, because it's sure going to be established today. Next, says Master begins the Gemara, but I did the turn the ibershana. Okay, once you said ibershana, so we say the same terminology by chaydish too, which Pirush Begins Rashi explains. Because the hasam leisagi, there it's not enough to leitan the iber. You can't not say the term iber because the amir bayi, you need to have a statement sheikachu adar hasheni. L'shem Adar, that the second Adar should be sanctified for the purpose of Adar, because the Ishaski, if they'd be quiet, Memele Mikvah L'shem Nisan automatically would be established as Nisan. Says Taisim Masha Pirish, this Rashi explains, Shikachu Adar Hasheni, L'shem Adar, that they have to sanctify the second Adar for the purpose of Adar. Says Taisim Lei Dok, it's not really so precise, because the Lashon Kiddush, Ein Lahaskel Lahaitana, that you don't have to mention the terminology of sanctifying according to this Tana, because the Leiboy Kiddush, because to the contrary, that's what the Gemara is established. According to this time, you don't need to do any sanctification. Not when it's a 29-day month or not when it's 30. And you don't have to say that it should be sanctified. And he should have said that they establish it. Not kachin, not that they sanctify, but they establish it for the purpose of Adar. That's one point. Another point is that this that day sounds like from his interpretation, b'yom shleishim koyven oisai l'shem adar sheni, sounds like okay, if you're doing it, it's kiddush, so then it sounds like that it's going to be done on the 30th day of to be an adar sheni. Says Tosis, no, ainir, that doesn't seem to be correct, because d'amrin l'kamon d'gemara se'lir on yud beis amalach ema aben is tashon b'yom shleishim shalado. You cannot make it into leap year on the 30th day of adar. Hoyel v'roy l'kavod nisan, since that's already fit to be the next month of nisan. So el tzarch lemer, what you have to say is that amir shel ibur. That actually the statement of the intercalating of making it to Ibriya, Hain Bishah, that's not on the 30th day, that's at the time Shagreman Hashiva, when the seven judges conclude that it should be a leap year, Koyim Shleishim Shalad, before the 30th day of Adar. Or Bishah Shabo Edim, and now when the witnesses come, Shadar Sachadish, that they saw the month, Afili Kavo Isisistam, even if they make it unspecific. Not like Rashi, less Lumbo, we're not bothered with it anymore. Memela have Adar Sheni, by default couldn't be Adar Sheni because they already made up and they already said that it's going to be a leap year already when they had their deliberations. To make this Tais Masal, we begin, the Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Chishav Chaydish in, yes, the calculation of the month, that requires three, but Kiddush Chaydish Lai, but sanctifying does not require Manihut Adribalasa. So it says it's a wonder because in Cain, then Tikshad Ramea Dreme, you have a contradiction in what Ramea holds. Because the most neat in Katani, Ibra Chedish Beshleisha. In the Mishnah, we said this halacha that this Ibra of the Chedish is with three. Vibashan Vigimel and the Ibra of the year is with three. That's the Ramea. Now, El Katani, Bebraisa, previously we learned in this Braisa that was brought, Kiddush HaChedish Vibra Hashan Vigimel the Ramea. Now, so you see that he holds that Kiddush HaChedish requires three. And he's the one who holds Ibra is with three. And the Elam, the mayor, the Masnitin, Ibrashanikoi, don't say that the words of main mission is only going on Ibrashana, but like Ibrachaydish, not on Ibrachaydish. But the Kamar, from the fact that he says, the idea of the Bailam Misni Ibrashana, Tananama Ibr Chaydish, Mashman Chad Tana Tabai, sounds like one town is teaching both of them, so it seems to be a contradiction. The mayor, what does he hold with Kiddush? Does Kiddush require three or not three? The Tesis does not answer that question. Next Tesmata begins the Gemara, Shivarei Pnei Melech. So that's the 3, 5, and 7. And the 7 is those who see the face of the king. Pirish Bukhan Drash explains, Achashverish, it's going on Achashverish, with the 7 sorry Paras Amada. Says Tesva, in Nira, that doesn't seem to be correct. Shatikna Keneget Sagaya, Oibit Kalulim, that they were making the 7 judges correlating to 7 non Jewish ministers. So Mefash Rebentam explains them Sagi Yisrael, actually the Jewish ministers. Ashkam Sef Malachim, we find the end of Sef Malachim Beis in Perkhafe, the Higlan, the Bajadin, Gimel Shermi Asaf, and Beheiroi Pnei HaMelech. And Sef Yirmi, at the end of Yirmi, Perkhan Beis, it says, Beshiva Anoshim, Meroi Pnei HaMelech. So that's where you get 3, 5, and 7, from Bechim Muchach, Beyashami, that's how Tavis and Beyashami. Umayna Isan, and actually counts it, Gabi Sanhedri Gedaila, by the 71 judges. Bach Isa, and that's how it's brought over there, that is Tana, Tani Ayin Aleph. How do you know there's 71? Like it says in the pasuk, "Vikach Rava Tabachim Eshleish Hashem Esaf." Hari Eshleish, that's 3. And Veshiva Anoshim Repnei Melech. So that's 3 plus 7. Hari Esa, that's 10. Veshishim Ish Miyama Aretz. So you have Hari plus 60 is Hari Shivim is 70. Umin Ha'ir Lokach Saris Echad Asher Hu Pocket Al Anshim Mochama, one that's in charge. Plus 1 Hari Yishim Mechad, that's 71. Now Vlamakar Asi Saris. Sheishim Misaras Balacha, which is doesn't mean a sagas like a government officer. It means that he does this with the he plucks out the halacha. Kasev Echad Emer, hey, one pasuk says 5. Kasev Echad Emer, Shav one says 7. That's Lahavish Nei Sefer Adiyanim. That's to include the two scribes of the judgment. But one thing you see is that this is the source is from the Jewish people, and you even see the source of the 71 Sanhedrin from the same source. Just clarifying that how many Rei Pnei Melech were they 5 or 7? It was 5 plus the 2 Sefer Adiyanim makes it into 7.